This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A jury in Boulder heard opening statements Thursday in the case of the King Soopers shooting from 2021. The trial is on now after years of delays and legal battles over whether the shooter is competent to stand trial. Erica Mahoney's father was among 10 people killed in that shooting. She was in the courtroom yesterday.
I calculated the number of days since my father was killed, and it's like 1,260-something. And being back here, just everything is being brought back up to the surface. It's been really hard. It's taking a lot out of me.
The 25-year-old defendant has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. A San Juan County sheriff's deputy killed a black bear in downtown Silverton earlier this week. Here's CPR's Tina Sieg.
The Durango Herald reports that a crowd had gathered when the deputy shot a mother bear with a less lethal beanbag round. Though he meant to only scare off the bear, the hit was fatal. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers worked through the night to capture the bear's two cubs, which were deemed healthy enough to release into the wild. The agency says there appears to be an uptick of bears in populated parts of southwest Colorado. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The Food Bank of the Rockies says it needs volunteers. The food bank says nearly 10% of Coloradans experience hunger. That's up nearly 25% from last year. The nonprofit currently serves half of Colorado's counties. Colorado voters could approve big changes to the state's elections this fall. That's in the form of a ballot initiative. And we'll meet one big supporter of that measure later in this hour. He's facing some criticism from people who don't want things to change.
The irony of all this is that both parties brutally and bitterly attack us when, in fact, what we know is if we implement this, it could save them.
We'll hear more about the man behind the ballot measure in just a few minutes. It's mostly sunny for this Friday. Highs in the 80s around Denver and Grand Junction. In Vail, mid-70s today. This is CPR News.